The topic of my talk today is the relationship between hospital safety net burden and the likelihood of curative intent surgery for early stage non-small cell lung cancer. I've already gone through the disclosures, and the learning objectives are on the website, so I'll skip past that. So the purpose of the study is to look at the relationship between hospital safety net burden and the likelihood of curative intent surgery for both black and white patients using data from the National Cancer Database. The hypotheses are that the likelihood of receiving curative intent surgery will be significantly lower at hospitals that have a high safety net burden compared with hospitals that have a low safety net burden, and that this association will be independent of race. Just by way of some general background, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer mortality, and about 85% of all new lung cancer cases are non-small cell. For patients in this category, surgery can generally be curative if it's treated at an early stage. Even if patients are diagnosed at an early stage, however, black patients are less likely than white patients to undergo surgery. Interestingly, and actually importantly, these differences largely explain differences in five-year survival. Still further, patients that are recommended to undergo surgery, among those patients, blacks remain significantly less likely to undergo lung resection than whites. One study suggests that the likelihood of undergoing surgery for non-small cell lung cancer is substantially reduced in hospitals that treat a high percentage of black patients. Thus, I think you're seeing a theme here. All the research seems to focus on race. However, very little of the research seems to focus on hospital-level measures of resource constraints. Bradley et al. Suggests that little is known about the impact of hospital safety net status on patient receipt of appropriate treatment, but this study was for breast cancer. The other thing that you see as you go through the literature is that there's no single optimal way to define safety net burden. So you see ideas thrown out there like uncompensated care caseload, the percentage of uninsured hospital stays, hospital type, and Medicaid patient burden. So the Institute of Medicine defines healthcare safety net as those providers that organize and deliver a significant level of health care and other related services to uninsured, Medicaid-insured, and other vulnerable patients. So in keeping with the IOM definition, we define safety net burden as the percent of cancer patients per facility that either had Medicaid coverage or were uninsured among all invasive cancer patients treated at each American College of Surgeons Commission on Cancer accredited facility nationwide. As you can see from the inclusion criteria, this is a national sample of adult patients of all ages and insurance types. It includes managed care enrollees, and it reflects recent treatment patterns. The exclusions were primarily limited to cases that were missing on key variables such as the tumor component of TNM stage, curative surgical information, race, insurance, gender, or region, and there were a small number of cases from PA or military facilities, not enough to separate out as a separate category, so those were excluded. As I mentioned earlier, the primary source of the data was the National Cancer Database. All hospitals that are American College of Surgeons Commission on Cancer accredited facilities contribute data to this database. It's largely a cancer registry based database. The other source of data was also a College of Surgeons database, the Facility Information Profile System, better known as FIPS. And this is a facility self-reported data source. We use this primarily to determine whether or not each hospital had at least one thoracic surgeon, only general surgeons, or potentially no surgeons, and they refer all their patients out. The patient-level variables included demographic indicators such as age, gender, race, and area-level education, geographic indicators, measures of ability to pay such as insurance and area-level income, tumor characteristics, we've already talked about TNM stage, but also histology of the tumor and the year diagnosed. And finally, the Charlson-Deo score is a measure of comorbidity. The facility level variables included our primary measure of interest, which was safety net burden, which I earlier explained was the proportion of the patient population that's uninsured or Medicaid insured. We also looked at facility type, so whether the facility was teaching research, comprehensive cancer center, community cancer center, the volume of patients treated at the facility, the racial composition of the hospital in keeping with the earlier study that I mentioned, so the proportion of cancer patients that were black using 30% as the cut point for the dichotomous variable, and the surgeon type variable from the FIPS data that I mentioned earlier. Our outcome was curative intent surgery, and two criteria were important here. The surgeries that were included were lobectomy, all kinds of pneumonectomy, but also wedge resection and segmentectomy, and then resection of the lung not otherwise specified, and the surgery had to have occurred within 6 months of diagnosis. Two types of multivariable analyses were employed to control for potential clustering at the facility level. So we used generalized estimating equations with an exchangeable correlation structure and also generalized linear mixed models with random effects, and the facility was defined as the random effect. So, well, actually, they'll show up better than I thought they would. Okay. At any rate, the final cohort consisted of 52,853 patients with invasive initial primary early stage non-small cell lung cancer seen at Commission on Cancer accredited facilities during 2003 through 2005. Significant differences, P less than or equal to 0.0001, were present by safety net burden for all factors except diagnosis year. In comparison with facilities categorized as low and medium safety net burden, those categorized as high safety net burden treated a higher percentage of males, Hispanics, blacks, patients younger than 70 years of age, and uninsured, Medicaid insured, and younger Medicare insured, in other words, ages 18 through 64, patients. So for the purposes of the talk and as my slides go forward, I've highlighted only the low and the high columns because the differences are more extreme. Continuing on, similarly, those facilities categorized as high safety net burden treated a higher percentage of patients residing in the South. So you've got 59.7% for high safety net burden versus 30.4% for low. Those in low median income areas, defined as less than 36,000, and areas with a high percentage of patients without a high school diploma, and high percentage defined as 20% or more. Okay. Patients treated at high safety net burden facilities were more likely to be diagnosed with higher stage tumors, so TNM stage 2B tumors, and the histology of those tumors tended to be squamous, large cell, and other non-adenocarcinoma histologies. More importantly, patients treated at high safety net burden facilities were significantly less likely to undergo curative intent surgery, 67.1%, than their counterparts at medium, 72.7%, and low safety net burden facilities, 77.1%. Focusing now on the facility level variables, significant differences once again existed for all facility characteristics by safety net burden category, again P less than or equal to 0.0001. In comparison with facilities categorized as low safety net burden, those categorized as high safety net burden were more likely to be low volume community cancer centers, so 19.9% versus 11.5%, and treating a high percentage of black patients, 14.9% versus 3.8%, and were less likely to have a thoracic surgeon on staff, 89.8% versus 95.6%. Now looking at the models, so after controlling for patient and other facility level characteristics, receiving treatment at a high safety net burden facility remains significantly associated with a decreased odds of curative intent surgery. Those factors highlighted in red significantly reduce the likelihood of curative intent surgery, while those in green significantly increase the likelihood of curative intent surgery. All of the control variables were in the expected direction. So for example, being black, female, uninsured, Medicaid insured or younger Medicare insured with higher stage tumors, so 1B, 2A, and 2B, in each case, we're more likely, let me go back here, reduce the odds of curative intent surgery. So, but this is all in comparison to the referent group. The odds of curative intent surgery were increased for those with fewer comorbidities, diagnosed more recently, and with adenocarcinoma histologies. Continuing the same pattern from the previous slide, being treated at a teaching research or comprehensive cancer center increased the odds of curative intent surgery, as did residing in the West and in areas with higher median income, so greater than 30,000. Similarly, being treated at facilities staffed by only general surgeons or facilities treating 30% or more black patients significantly reduced the likelihood of curative intent surgery, as did our main effect. Being treated at a high safety net burden facility, odds ratio 0.69 with a confidence interval of 0.62 to 0.77. Thus, patients receiving treatment at a high safety net burden facility were 31% less likely to undergo curative intent treatment than patients treated at a low safety net burden facility. At this point, the models were stratified by race to determine if the safety net burden effect would still hold up. Once again, all the control variables were in the expected direction, so here I've only highlighted changes from the full model. So, for example, female race reduced the odds of curative intent surgery for non-Hispanic whites, but not for blacks. Continuing on, fewer comorbidities significantly increased the odds of curative intent surgery for non-Hispanic whites, but not for blacks. Though the results for teaching research didn't change from the full models, being treated at a comprehensive cancer center increased the odds of curative intent surgery for whites, but again, not for blacks. Similarly, being treated at a facility with general surgeons only decreased the odds of curative intent surgery for whites, but not for blacks. And bottom line, receiving treatment at a high safety net burden facility significantly decreased the odds of curative intent surgery, irrespective of race, though the effect was stronger for blacks than for non-Hispanic whites. So odds ratio 0.59 for blacks versus 0.71 for non-Hispanic whites. So blacks were 41% less likely, and non-Hispanic whites were 29% less likely to receive curative intent surgery when treated at a high safety net burden facility compared to a low safety net burden facility. Thus, in conclusion, both black and white patients treated at an early stage for non-small cell lung cancer at high safety net burden facilities were less likely to undergo curative intent surgery than those treated at low safety net burden facilities. And the relationship persisted after controlling for patient-level and facility-level characteristics known to be associated with receipt of curative intent surgery. Novel solutions will be needed to ensure quality cancer care at high safety net burden facilities. And I just wanted to say the paper has been accepted for publication in the Journal of the American College of Surgeons, and it will be out at the November 2011 issue. And I'd like to recognize the American Cancer Society, National Home Office, Department of Intramural Funding for supporting the work. Thank you.